All Oriental cults, in my opinion, are demonic. Then there are heresies, that's departures from the Christian faith. And my little list, which is by no means complete, is Mormonism, reincarnation, and all religions that emphasize salvation through works. Okay, they're all demonic. Then there's the physical body. And the list here could be endless. Many different forms of infirmity and pain are demonic. And you only look at the ministry of Jesus to see this. He dealt with many sicknesses by casting out the demons. I'll just give a little list of some of the evil spirits of infirmity or sickness that I have personally dealt with. And this list could be three times as long. Number one, epilepsy. Now, I do not say that all sicknesses are necessarily demonic. You have to have discernment. But if I did have to pick one sickness that I consider to be demonic, it would be epilepsy. And I have seen many epileptics delivered. If an epileptic comes to me now for prayer, I say this, I'm willing to pray with you, but there could be a battle. If you're willing to fight along with me, I'll pray for you. But if you expect me to do all the fighting, I won't pray. Then another very common one is stress. Stress is a person, not a condition. Migraine. Many different forms of head pain and nerve pain. Allergies. Now, I don't say all allergies are demonic, but I know a whole lot are. Let me tell you one really fascinating story. Years ago, a mother came to me with a child of about, a boy of about four. And she said, pray for my son. I said, what's the matter with him? She said, allergies. I said, what kind of allergies? She said, food allergies. I said, tell me what he's allergic to. She said, tell me what he isn't. Well, I said, if I pray for it, I'm going to deal with it as an evil spirit. Do you accept that? She said, okay. So I sat down beside this little boy and I said, now I want you to know that there's a bad spirit in you that keeps you from eating the things you really like.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
School,
You obeyed all the rules, heated situations, but you stayed cool. Baby, I'm proud of you. It doesn't have to be an A on your test, just as long as you did your best. I require nothing less. Baby, I'm proud of you. Ooh, I am so proud of you. Children, I am daddy proud of you. And I'll say it loud, even in this crowd, baby, I am proud of you. Oh, when you study hard, it reflects on your report card. Always remember God, and baby, make him proud of you. When you get your diploma in your hand, I'll be in the stand. I'll be screaming as loud as I can. Baby, I'm proud of you. Ooh, I'm proud of you. Children, I am so proud of you. And I'll say it loud, even in this crowd, baby, I'm proud of you. If you're a proud parent, help me. I am so proud of you. Children, I am so proud of you. And I'll say it loud, even in this crowd, baby, I am so proud of you. And I'll say it loud, even in this crowd, baby, I am so proud of you. Oh, yes, I am. And I'll say it loud, even in this crowd. Baby, I'm proud of you. Your child is in the house and you're proud of them. I don't care how old they are. Get up and go over to them and just hug them and tell them, proud of you. Proud of you. I don't care how old they are. Go to them, tell them, proud of you. I'm 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 proud of you. Turn the track off. I'm proud of you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my babies. Thank you for my babies. Thank you for my babies. Thank you for my children. 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 Proud of you. I'm proud of you.
my daughter got her degree and they called her name. And I saw her walk on the stage. I had to let everybody know around me. There go my baby. There go my baby. There go my baby. There go my baby. Proud of you. Lord, they've come to see you. They've come to hear from you. They've come for a word from you, a touch from you. Use your boy as an instrument that we may know what you would have us to know. And then, Lord, help us do all that you've called us to do. When it's all said and done, we pray that the lost will come to you. Pray that your church will be more like you. Pray that you get all the glory, you get all the honor. For you alone are worthy of all praise. Have your way. In the saving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you. Amen. Come on, give God a rousing round. Hallelujah. Give the person next to you a tight squeeze and tell them, I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're sitting by me. It takes a great church to have a revival, have this kind of conference, and it takes God working through a great pastor and preacher to make it happen. The angel of this house, Pastor Tatum. Come on, let's celebrate God in him. What a leader, what a pastor, what a preacher, what a husband, father, friend he is. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. You are appreciated. And we encourage you to keep on keeping on. Thank God for his beautiful wife who ministers to him. Amen. So he can minister to God's people. Thank God for you. Amen. Then the Lord has blessed this pastor with an awesome church. Great church. This city is better because of this church. Thank God for you. Thank you for bringing such an anointed, awesome pastor in the person of Dr. Addis Moore. Amen. You cannot sit under this kind of teaching and not want to do better, not want to be better. And those of you who can and will be here tomorrow at 6 o'clock, amen. God has a word for us through this awesome man of God. And amen. Praise God. I thank God for a revival where I can be poured into. And I just want to run on now for the Lord and see what the end is going to be, understanding I'm on his team and that we are a team. Amen. Working together to win souls to Christ. Thank God for you, Dr. Moore. These awesome pastors, thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. 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 And I just pray I can support you all one day the way you all have supported us tonight. Awesome choir. Musicians. Amen. Amen. New Zion again. I'm Zion. God bless you. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Beginning with verse 1. Reading from the NIV. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked, what's this wisdom that has been given him? One of these remarkable miracles he is performing. Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? Jesus had a biological mother. And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Jesus had biological brothers. Aren't his sisters here with us? Jesus had biological sisters, and they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town. Watch this, among his relatives and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Look at this right here. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Notice verse 4. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. I want to talk about what to do when your family is tripping. What do you do? Look at your neighbor and say, what do you do when your family is tripping? Have you all ever been crammed into an elevator full of people, and then all of a sudden the elevator jams between floors? And now you stuck with these folk. And y'all trying not to look at each other. And then finally one of them says, I wonder how long we're going to be stuck in this elevator. Being crammed and jammed in an elevator is a lot like family. You didn't ask to be stuck with these folk. You did not ask for her to be your sister. You didn't ask for him to be your brother. You didn't ask for her to be your mama. You didn't ask for him to be your father. You didn't ask for him to be your son, her to be your daughter. You didn't ask for her to be your auntie. You didn't ask for him to be your uncle. You didn't ask for him to be your nephew. You didn't ask for her to be your niece. You didn't ask for them to be your cousins. How do you love those that you are stuck with? Well, first of all, we must understand how we can hurt family and how family can hurt us. That's right. Write this down. Number one, we can hurt family. Family can hurt us. Number one, by playing blind to each other's hurts. One way you can hurt your family can hurt you, is by playing blind to the hurts of family. Because when you're going through, you expect family to be there. You expect family to come through for you. But sometimes family can act like they don't see that you're going through. And sometimes family can act like they don't care. And many of us right now have family that's hurting right now, that's going through a difficult time financially, trying to get off drugs. And many times we play blind to their hurts. We're waiting for them to come ask us for help. When your eyes tell you they need help, they lost their car, they lost their job. Some things your eyes tell you. But many times family hurts us, and we hurt our family by playing blind. Yes, sir. Just like the man that was wounded on the Jericho Road. The men that you would expect to help him didn't help him. That's right. The priest saw him and turned the channel. Yeah. said he's faking, he ain't real. He turned the channel and passed on the other side. You would expect the priest to help him. Then the Levite saw him, and he played blind, turned the channel. Because they were so self-centered, saying, what would happen to me if I help him? But then thank God for the Good Samaritan who said, what would happen to him if I don't help him? And you expect family to help family. But sometimes family plays blind to the hurts of each other. Matter of fact, watch this. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 and 8, he who doesn't take care of his own family has denied the faith. And it's worse than an infidel or an unbeliever. Don't tell me you saved and sanctified and you ain't helping your family. One way people know you saved, one way people know that you are of the faith is because you have love for your own family. Don't tell me you saved and sanctified and you ain't been up to that nursing home. It's not their responsibility solely to feed your mama. Your mama fed you when you couldn't feed yourself. Now get up there and feed her now that she can't feed herself. They changed your dirty diaper. Now they ought to be able to depend on you. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. And so we can hurt family. Family can hurt us by playing blind to each other's hurts. The Bible even tells us to bear each other's burdens. But I think we got the wrong bearer. It ain't talking about that kind of bear. But we ought to bear one another's burdens. Number two, write this down. Family can hurt us. We can hurt family by being hateful when we speak. We can hurt family. Family can hurt us by being hateful when we speak. Watch your mouth when it comes to your family. Because you hear family over everybody else. You hear family with megaphone volume. It's one thing for somebody else's sister to say they hate me, but it's another thing when my own sister says they hate me. It's one thing when somebody else's family member say I'll never amount to anything, but it's another thing when it's my own brother. So you have to be careful what you say to family, because you hear family over everybody else. Matter of fact, you know, it's kind of like playing basketball. And you go to the opposing school, you know, and you at the free throw line. You expect them at the opposing school to say, Miss Ed, M-I-S-S-E-D, Miss Ed, M-I-S-S-E-D. That don't bother you. You expect that from them. Uh-huh. But if you hear your mama just saying, Miss Ed, M-I-S-S-E-D. You hear your daddy saying, Miss Ed, M-I-S-S-E-D. That's going to take you out your game, mama. Daddy. Something I expect to hear from them, I don't expect to hear from y'all. And by some of the things we say to family, it's like we want them to miss it. And that's why you have to be careful what you say to your family, because you hear family over everybody else. That's why they say, fathers, if you tell your daughter she's beautiful, it don't matter who call her ugly. My daddy said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby.
Hello, somebody. I'm beautiful. You tell your children you are somebody, it don't matter who says they're nobody. You are somebody. Before that was a President Barack Obama. There was a Governor Douglas Wilder, who was the first black governor of the United States of America. And one day, Governor Wilder was on a panel, and they were asking him, when did you believe you could become the first black governor of the United States of America? They said, was it when you graduated elementary school? He said, no. They said, was it when you graduated junior high? No. Was it when you graduated high school? He said, no. They said, well, when did you believe? Was it when you graduated college? You got your master's? He said, no. They said, well, Governor Wilder, when did you believe you could become the first black governor of the United States of America? He said, when I was young, my mama told me I could be anything in life I wanted to be. He said, I knew I could do it when my mama told me. Yeah,
had a black president before President Barack Obama. If Colin Powell would have ran, I believe we would have had a first black president in Colin Powell. But do you know why Colin Powell didn't run? His wife didn't want him to run. And he listened to his family over everybody else. But thank God for Michelle Obama. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. Hello, somebody who said, run, Barack, run. Now, if she would have told him don't do it, he probably wouldn't have did it. But you hear family over everybody else. So be careful what you say to your family. We can hurt family by using hateful words. Number three, write this down. We can hurt family. Family can hurt us by being disloyal in our support. We can hurt family. Family can hurt us by being disloyal in our support. You know, it's one thing, Troy, if Tanya is getting an award and I don't show up. She's cool with that. Ain't that right, Tanya? But if Troy don't show up, that's another story. I'm not related to Bailey. You, my brother. And she expects his support. Family expects your support. And we hurt family, and family can hurt us by being disloyal in our support. And then lastly, write this down. Family, we can hurt family. Family can hurt us by being nosy. When you act. Just because we are related, that does not give you a license to be in my business. And that don't give me a license to be in your business. And we hurt family, and family hurts us by being nosy. Some of y'all are too nosy. She married that fool. Y'all told her not to do it. She did it. And as long as that fool don't put his hands on her, I'm out of it. Matter of fact, 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Give this to your in-laws. Give this to your in-laws. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. It says, study to be quiet. Mind your own business. Work with your own hands, just as we commanded you, so your daily life can win the respect of outsiders. Which means one reason why we're losing the respect of people is because we don't know how to shut up, mind our own business, work with our own hands, just as we have been commanded. Look at your neighbor and say, mind your own business. That's why in-laws have become outlaws. Preach, Bailey, I'm trying. They ain't saying nothing. And quit running to the family with your business. Work it out. Hello, somebody, because when you run to your mama with the business and you run to your dad and your brothers and sisters with the business of your marriage, when you forgive the Negro, they don't. That's why they can't come around for the 4th of July celebration. Hello, somebody. They can't come for Thanksgiving or Christmas because you done told them too much about them. And now you're talking about, well, if I can forgive him, y'all can too. No, you shouldn't have told us. If I can love him, y'all can. No, we ain't you.